The Maroon and White Pod, brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates and any other information, head to citylink.ie.
Welcome back to the Maroon and White Pod, and it's great to be back. I missed you during the week.
I know you did, and rumour has it that you were flying high on a school tour in Barcelona, and that it was one of your better tours.
I've been in the school nearly 18 years, and it was probably one of the best ones. Now, the Caminos have been amazing as well, but went to the Nurka caves and got to see the old Barbary monkeys.
Yes.
And we may have been attacked by one or two.
And you came home to
Gibraltar and everything. Look, we came home safe and sound.
And you came home to fabulous weather.
Savage weather, and it's been a jam-packed weekend playing two games myself, and the kids were playing games, and the Fela.
And the Fela and everything.
And
that's
it was brilliant.
On.
Yeah, the lads were playing. So, we're lucky tonight.
We're very privileged tonight. Tonight we are blessed to be joined in a couple of minutes by Tipperary senior hurling, or senior camogie, my apologies, camogie manager.
What's the difference?
Is it a skirt or is it a short? We won't go there.
We'll talk to Dennis and see what he thinks. Yeah.
But Dennis is going to be joining us in a few moments, and Dennis, a fantastic advocate for all that's good about coaching in Tipperary, and Dennis has stuck to the process for a couple of years now, starting out in 2018. And just to give you a little bit about his background, he's a Tumivara man. He has hurled and coached Tumivara teams down through the years, and he played hurling with with Tipperary Minors in 1994. And Dennis is a national school teacher by profession, and a shout out to all his pupils there in St. Colum Kills in Templemore. And I suppose Dennis has come on board, I won't say at a good time or a bad time, you know, but he has kind of ended the famine. That's, you know,
has
ended
20,
the famine
20 years.
Yeah, 20 odd years, 2004, since Tipperary actually won a bit of silverware. And speaking of silverware, we're joined by the one and only. So, Mr. Kelly, how are you?
How are you, Dennis?
I'm great. Thanks very much. Yeah, great to see you. Yeah.
Good to see you. No doubt. I don't know if you were listening to us, Dennis, but your head now is swelled.
Put a bit of ice in it there.
And calm it down from all the good things we've been saying about you. Good to see
you. Don't fear me out at all. No. Happy out here at the moment.
We're getting
ready for turning our heads to championship now. Was the league win is dying off a little bit, and we're starting to get back down to earth.
To earth indeed. Yeah, we were just actually going through a little bit of your own success, Dennis, and you know, with Tumivara, and I shout out to all your pupils in St. Colum's Kill. So I hope now you get them all to subscribe, or get all the parents to subscribe to the Maroon and White. Look, what I was trying to explain to Aoife about your background, Dennis, in general, and look, we're talking all things good about Camogie tonight, but you
have a little bit of extra, like she's a bit of extra. She's like all high and mighty here now, that she knows everything. That's because she's related to you. So stop it.
I'm related
now immediately.
To Billy. just so happens that I'm related to his better half.
Oh, the better half. Actually, Dennis, yeah. I think we won the Fela back in 93, 700 years ago. But Julie played with Drummond Inch, didn't she?
She played with Drummond Inch.
We had hosted Drummond Inch, actually. And Joanne Ryan, she was the captain there with Tipperary when they were really, you know, flying it at senior level there. And I'll always remember Drummond Inch, but they were good old times.
Julie,
so they were,
Julie was tough in her day, in fairness. Now, not taking, it's all about Dennis.
But Dennis, it's about you tonight.
I cannot go any further without a big shout out to all the Delaney cousins. Should have met them at the weekend. Unfortunately, couldn't get there. But to Julie and to Noreen, my favourite, and to Louise. And
you
to
can't say your favourite.
Oh, she is my favourite. She knows
she's your auntie?
My favourite. Yeah. Oh, my auntie is Sheila, and I have to shout out to Sheila as well. My favourite.
My favourite in Tipperary.
And look at Dennis, we just think what Tipperary has done for Camogie this year has been wonderful. And look at whether it's a bit of luck or a rub of the green, or tactically you got everything right. Regardless, that famine is now over, and it's lovely to have that piece of silverware, Dennis. So talk us through you know, how do you feel right now as Division One, you know, league manager? And, you know, what does it feel? I know you said there now that you're kind of getting back into it, and they've had their week off maybe or whatever. Is there a magic formula to your success, or not that we need to know in Galway?
Oh, we do.
Just in case.
Yeah. You have a fair few ideas up there yourselves, but no,
Well, he managed to stop it fairly well.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, I know it's building for the last good few years. You know, these girls have been knocking around for a good while. And I suppose you can't beat a bit of maturity and experience as well. And they got a few hard knocks along the way. So I suppose it was just maybe just rewards there. They just finally got over that line. I suppose I'm lucky to be steering them this year. But other managers like Brian Boyle and Bill Mullaney were involved as well. And, you know, they got the show on the road. So look, we're building every year. But there was a lot of hard knocks along the way. But, you know, I think the girls finally decided, look, this is... We're not going to stay getting beaten up here in Croke Park. You know, they really put their shoulder to the wheel, and even a bad start. But once they got the grip on the game, they drove it on, and we were delighted the way they reacted to a poor start. You know,
yeah, because the reaction of like the bad start, you know, it wasn't looking too good, and it was looking like Galway were probably heading out, without being premature about it, that they were heading kind of probably for a third successive title in a row. But then I think maybe the turning point of the game, maybe for Rose and Galway, was maybe the injury to Roisin Black and your tactical changes. You know, was that it? Or was it just that the girls kind of after half time said, right, come on, let's go now. Nobody can do this for us, only ourselves.
Yeah, I think it was important we got back close before half time there. You know, a couple of the girls weren't playing up to their usual standards, so we made a couple of changes. And I think straight away, Julianne Burke got in there. She's a seasoned campaigner anyway, so it was easy to bring her on, and Claudia Quirk as well. But she got her hand on the ball and won a free straight away, and that was maybe 25 minutes in. And we kind of we got it back to a point there before half time, when really Galway should have been probably out of sight. And from there on in, then we just, you know, the girls knew then after that, at that stage, they had a great chance of it. But you know, she went down to the wire, and sure, look, it could have been a replay or anything. But
absolutely, poke at the ball. But one thing I admire you is that as a management, you were quick to make these changes when you saw fit, and you had no problem pulling off girls and putting on, as you said, more seasoned campaigners. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a little bit of youth and experience. That's the magic formula. And those girls that came on definitely turned it in your way. And personally, myself and Aoife, we were talking about the injury to Roisin Black, and tactically, I don't know if you'd say tactically, Dennis, but the move to Karen Kennedy in closer to what she does best was definitely a massive blow to Galway, because Galway had no answer for her. I think when you get her on the back, when she gets anyone on the back foot, she's gone, and she only has one thing in her mind, and that's the back of the onion bag. And she did it so wonderfully. And again, Eimear McGrann, not taken from her either. She's a fantastic, I suppose, free taker as well. And again, while she mightn't have been up to her usual standard, it was great to see others
stand up.
Definitely stand up on the day. So maybe, would she always have been a back, Dennis, or would she have been a natural forward? Or what way did you manage her this year that she was able to do a little bit of both?
Yeah, I suppose we have stumbled on it, but it was in the back of our minds since playing Waterford last year. We were disappointed in the All-Ireland semi-final. We moved her up maybe a little bit too late, but you know, we were kind of under the cosh. But this year we didn't have her at the start of the season there because she was injured. So that forced us to maybe look at some other options there. And you know, at the moment, Caoimhe Maher went back, and she's been doing a good job. So it gave us that option then to maybe push her on a little bit and have a look at it. We're not guaranteed where she'll be playing in any game because she's so versatile. For that game, you know, we just looked at it inside. It probably looked as if there was a bit of room inside, and Roisin was a big loss there. She's been lording it for the last few years now.
Just her physical presence alone,
And she's a real, you know, she's your old school full back there. So, you know, when she wasn't there, then it just maybe gave that little chink of life.
You saw the gap and you saw a niche, and that's what you do. And as a management, that's how you win. You know, the difference between win and losing is the management seeing what's going on in the line as well. And you seem to have a good management there. And do you take a step back, Dennis? And again, you know, do you take a step back? Are you involved in the coaching itself? Or do you have certain people that focus on certain aspects or principles of play when it comes to management? Are you lucky?
Yeah, no.
Have you a backroom team as big as the panel?
Might be as big as Galway's, but it's big
well,
enough.
Yeah.
Well, you should see, and it's definitely not as big as our technical team here, I can tell you.
Oh, Dennis, you're very lucky that you got on tonight because it took us 25 minutes. We're useless. We're like Thelma Louise.
Thelma Lee's gone wrong. Yeah. The two doses have gone wrong.
But back to management. Tactically, or do you, as a manager, how do you work with Dennis? Do you take the step back? Do you watch? Do you get involved?
Yeah, no, look, I like the coaching side of it, but I have to take a step back with the women and just let the lad Michael Ferncombe, and his brother was with Galway there.
That's right,
And he's a really good coach, and Kevin Moran is in with it as well. Two good coaches there.
Yes.
So they do a lot of the stuff. Eamon Corcoran is in with it this year as well.
Yeah.
He's looking, focusing maybe on the defensive side of it. But yeah, look, which is when you're the manager, you have lots of other things to be doing, you know, so... you just have to let the reins go and let the boys at it. And look at you, when you've good lads with you, it's no problem. You know, you can
absolutely let them work. It makes it so much easier. And you obviously get on well then as a management, and you know it's obvious in the sideline you've a good rapport, and sure that filters through into the team itself. And you know, I've been watching, I've been reading, and things that are coming to me regarding Tipperary and how the game has evolved is that you have this process. Now this is only what I'm hearing. You've this process, you're sticking to
you've
this
all the gas.
Process.
She's
oh, I'm trying to wheedle out a little bit of the
Julie.
Magic formula.
Good woman, Julie.
Sticking to the process, believing in the process. But what I've noticed in comparison to myself as a player playing against Tip Down throughout the years is this particular group of women, the belief that they have in themselves, that there's, I suppose, no dropping heads, it's go again, and that momentum, because you obviously had to hurt in the semi-final last year in your defeat to Waterford. And if anything, that psychologically gave this particular team and you, Dennis, that bit of... I suppose
drive.
I don't know what, drive to move on and to hurl.
We did speak about we actually did speak about you Tipperary there
earlier on in the pods.
Yeah, we have been talking about you. So and it was kind of like that. Did you take your eye off the ball in last year's semi-final? Was it kind of, you know, that's what it kind of looked like from us, that you might have taken your eye off the ball when it was Waterford, and then they just literally pulled the rug out from under you, and it was very disappointing for Tipperary, because then when it came to the final, it was a sort of a landslide victory for I was going to say
it
for
was
Crawford,
when we got
for,
away like
for Cork. But
yeah,
who knows? But fair, that's not taken away now from, you know, Waterford as well. Fair play to them.
Yeah, no, look, we had to hold our hands up. Like there was no, we were ready for Waterford. We thought we were, and we did our best. Like, you know, there was no taking them for granted, because it's been over and back the last few years. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Between wins and that, we were probably favourites going in, all right. But no, we definitely didn't take our eye off the ball. But we just, I suppose, looking back at it, we had a great first 15 minutes or thereabouts, and we were playing probably as good as we played all year. And then just we gave away a soft goal, and the wheels came off the wagon a bit. And then momentum went with Waterford, and very hard to get it back then.
Yeah, it is.
You know, conditions probably didn't suit. It was either we were playing great camogie there with the when the weather was good, and then we probably weren't able to adapt quick enough when the downpours of rain came down in Nolan Park. So look, there was loads of things that fed into it, but definitely we wouldn't have taken Waterford for granted, you know. And we'll meet them again now this year, and you know, they've beaten us in the league. They're the one team that beat us all year in the league. So again, they're a good team, and they're, you know, they were in hard luck with the All-Ireland, just I think maybe the occasion and things got to them.
Yeah. And they seem to be up and coming. They're playing your minors now in an All-Ireland final in Nolan Park on the 27th. So they're
knocking.
Yeah, like yourselves, like you have a fantastic under 16 set up there. I know Julie's involved with under 16 Bs, as myself and Aoife with our own under 16s. Your minors are in an All-Ireland final on the 27th of April. And I suppose that's great for them to see that their senior team have now a little bit of silverware. And it's something for them, I suppose, to aspire to, and maybe to hope to one day go on and wear that Tipperary jersey. So it's looking very good for Tipperary at the moment. But it must be difficult to keep that momentum going now, Dennis. And back you go now to the drawing
slogging
board
it,
and you're slogging and you're starting all over again. Like, how many weeks to Munster Championship?
We're only 2 weeks away from the Munster Championship, so it'll be either Limerick or Waterford in that. So, look, it's good when the games are coming quick enough. Again, you know, I suppose Galway, they have that luxury your girls are out off the while. So it is good to have those games as well. Because if we get to the Munster final, it'll be in front of a bigger crowd. I think it's Tip and Cork are playing the hurling afterwards. So
fantastic.
That's good.
There's an incentive there. The only issue, I suppose, with it is your 6 days away if you get to Munster final from the first round of the championships. That's the one downside. But again, look at you take it. It's good to be getting games.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you have a big panel as well.
And you have a big panel, exactly. But once you're injury free and things like that. And speaking of playing in front of big games, you know, I suppose the reason myself and Aoife ever started the pod here, Dennis, was for the promotion of the game. And do you think that it's something the Camogie Association, Dennis, should really look closely at, is having games like Munster Championship in front of big Munster games or beforehand to bring on and to maybe to put backsides on the seats as such?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely works in Munster there. I know your aunt Carmel was a.
I met her from a distance last week, but I was afraid to go over to her because I actually wanted to watch the game, Dennis.
This is Carmel, your aunt.
So Carmel,
but you said Carmel wasn't your favourite aunt. No, so Carmel, if you're watching.
Oh, you see, there you go. She hangs me out to dry. The only reason, and I knew Christine was presenting, but the only reason I didn't go near her because I actually wanted to watch the game, Dennis. So if I went to her, I'd never get to see a thing. But go back to. She does an awful lot.
Well, she's gone from the position now, but they started, talking to the Munster Council in GA and started, you know, matching the games up there as best they could. And it's a great initiative, and I think it'd be great for the, you know, with the integration coming down the tracks, I think it'd be great for the GA and the Camogie Association to link up like that as well, you know.
And the football, the last day after the league final.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it is. Yeah. It's nice to integrate both because you won't get the crowds. Like we spoke about this a thousand times. It's never going to be. That's just the way it is. And the only way you can integrate it is if we get in before them or in after them, if you know what I mean, that there'll be extra bums in the seats, as you say, and get them to see the game up close and personal. Because a lot just don't go to see camogie matches.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Like girls would normally go to see a hurling match before they go to see a camogie match. And that's the reality, including ourselves. Before I let you go, Dennis, you've managed both hurling teams and camogie teams, so both men and women.
I know where this is going.
I know you know where this is going. Is it a skirt or is it a short? Which is it?
Is it a
skirt or a short?
Because we heard a rumour.
We heard a rumour in Galway, Dennis, that Tipperary were turning up for the league final wearing their shorts. Imagine that.
But we didn't believe it. Because if that had happened, we were saying like, geez, they'd want to be fairly confident that they were going to win it. Because if you showed up in the shorts, this was all like hearsay. Just a bit of crackdown here. We were trying to put G off. But anyway, you didn't take it. You didn't take the bait. But what's your thoughts on it? Obviously, I know you don't wear the skirt yourself, but what's your thoughts on the whole debacle? And do you know what? No. Like we were talking about this last week and we said like, from the girls we were like that we play with ourselves, I'm still doing a bit, Harky's still training girls as well. And like it's 50-50. Mm. Do you know? But for matches, they'll wear them for the matches, but for training, and I myself, I'm still at it, like I said, but I'll wear the shorts going training. But I'd always wear the skirt for the game, like the, you know, the final or semi-final or big championship games.
And look, we know it's hard for you coming from a male perspective to have an opinion, but from the girls themselves, Dennis, what's the consensus amongst them? It's obviously shorts.
Yeah, definitely shorts. Yeah, you know, we played some challenge matches there, even one of them was televised or whatever, but we, you know, they were all wearing shorts. So, definitely there's more comfort in them from what I'm hearing anyway. So look at definitely shorts, but I suppose 2027 now is the next time.
That's exactly it.
Just funny, actually. I was telling one of the lads, Sean Heher, in school. He'll kill me now, but I was trying to, he was like saying, what is a skirt? And I was like, it's a skirt with kind of things like shorts underneath it. Like they're part of the skirt. And he was like, kind of like your underpants with the skirt. He like a scunderpants. And I was like, so that's the new word now. He's patented that word, the scunderpants. But or maybe like we said to the girls, maybe just kind of because they are like they're getting shorter and shorter, so it's maybe go up a size. But I suppose it's the girls that are playing, they should have some sort of a choice. But in tradition, the skirt is part of the camogie, and I can't see it going anywhere.
Yeah, I suppose that's it too. There's a bit of a disconnect between the girls playing and the people at the meetings, I suppose. And that's
exactly. They're a different generation. They're old school. Like, they're voting on things that are not of their generation at all. And I even found from looking at the statistics that some of the provinces actually voted against their players. Do you know what I mean? But look, as you said, that's for another year. Resources, before we let we go, Tipperary are the good chief for resources, pitches. I know we struggle here in Galway. The weather doesn't help. Now you're in the middle of beautiful area down there in the Golden Vale. So the grounds, the grounds are good, Aoife. But up
the
here
rag,
in Galway,
nice.
Up here in Galway, we'll be flying come June or July because it's muck that we're training in at the moment, Dennis. But our Tipperary Camogie Board, are they good when it comes to resources and looking after the girls and things like that?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, the county board have been very supportive there with that. You know, they have an astro pitch now since last year beside the St. Joseph's School in Borsalee there. So that's, you know, a nice base, not full size or anything like that, but it's a base and with a gym in it as well. So it's a nice centre there where you can train no matter what the weather is. And there's talks of they've linked up with St. Patrick's College, with formerly St. Patrick's College, now MIC in Turles as well. So there's talks. Talks of a pitch, maybe lights or something coming there as well. We have the pitch and the use of the pitch at the moment. So they're definitely progressive there, and they're thinking ahead, you know, and very supportive of us, you know.
Well, that's fantastic.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Is that where Satanta is? Is that Michael Finley's spot for the Satanta
programs? They're in Turles as well. They'll be in the other college in Turles. But
sure, we'll give them a shout out as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No harm.
And finally, before we let you go, a win like yours, Dennis, how, I suppose, do you feel that this has driven on maybe other teams that are out there in the provinces at the moment that have been struggling development-wise or maybe getting a little bit of silverware, you know, that have been knocking on the doors? How do you think a win like this, known coming from you as a manager, how do you think this will bring on other teams that will be good for the promotion of the game?
Yeah, I suppose in the county itself, we've seen already, as you said, the minors are in the final. Both our under 16 teams won at the weekend. So, you know, something like this gathers momentum and they see the senior team winning. And, you know, our juniors were in the intermediate league final. So they're playing a level below that in the championship. So Bill Melanie's back over them. So they'd have a great chance in the championship, I reckon. You know, so this, it all gathers momentum. So it's brilliant. But again, I think maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, the county board went back and started putting in resources into development squads and that sort. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're definitely bearing the fruit now. Like the minor team, definitely all those girls the majority would have come up through development squads. Same with the 16, 17. So, you know, you have to put in the groundwork for these wins to come through. And I think
you get to see your colours as well, you know, after like success like that. I've seen it up here with St. Thomas's, the hurlers, you know, their flags are around the place. There's young lads out tipping with hurls because it's local, do you know what I mean? But definitely when they see success, the younger girls, they'll stay tipping away and they'll stay, you know, at it. So that's my thing. And well done to you. Like, we are delighted for you. I know it was against Galway, but it is good for Camogie to see, and especially after 20 years, to get the monkey off your back now and have a bit of silverware. And look, at the championship is wide open now. It's anyone's game, so...
And speaking of championship, who's going to win it apart from Tipperary? Who would you like to see against in the final?
Actually, Galway won't be far away from it. And Cork won it last year. Then, you know, Kilkenny are there as well, and Waterford. So I suppose they're the top five maybe or that. But, you know, it's a very hard one to call. It's good that it's starting to get that bit more even. You know, there was years there where you picked the finalists there straight up. But there's a bit more competition, which is good for the competition.
Absolutely. Side. Absolutely. And look at onwards and upwards. Look, we so appreciate you taking out the time. I did tell you to be short and sweet, that it'd be a bit of crack, nothing serious. And we are so thankful and so grateful that you did take the time out to talk to us. We'll have you again, please God, later on. Or I might have Julie. We'll have someone
anyhow. We'll definitely
have one of you anyhow.
Anytime someone's on the pod, they have to send us a jersey from their club.
Take your time. There's no hurry with it.
I'm not sure
what your postal do. Regular
I'm not going to the club now, so I'll have to decide which club to send it from.
You decide whichever club, we'd be happy to take it on. Look, thanks a million for taking the time out. I know you're busy. I know life is busy in general, but we really appreciate everything that you do for Camogie. It's fantastic for Tipperary. Congratulations from the bottom of our hearts. May the best team win come championship. Hopefully it'll be Galway. If not, it'll definitely be Tipperary, Dennis. Hello to everyone down there, and mind yourself. And thanks a million for taking the time out. All
thanks
right.
a million, Dennis.
Take care,
thanks
Dennis.
Thank
be good.
You.
Bye.
You're like, bye.
I know, I always say bye.
You do. My mum used to always say that.
He's wonderful.
She'd be on the phone and she'd be like, bye.
I do it. It's just a typical
it's just
thing.
An Irish thing. Isn't he mighty?
Very grounded. Dennis, again, teacher, you know, has a bit of a teacher head. And look at, as he said, it's not just about him. It's all the development but and all that.
He didn't take any credit himself.
So absolutely, you know, no credit.
He said that he just steered the ship this year, which was true. Because sometimes it just takes a small change, a little tweak, you know,
for girls to buy into. And it could be something that he had an idea of and they just bought into it. And that's it. And obviously, because it's the 16s and the 18s. And look, it's a bit like Galway itself. Like, since the development teams have come along, there definitely has been
a huge shout out to our under 17s who have Kilkenny.
Oh my God, that's right.
Under 17 development squad. And well done to all the girls there. And you know what? They may not have made the kind of the minor team and they may have been disappointed. But you know what? Like, it's funny. Like, some girls were on the minor panel, didn't get a game all year, and the 17s are getting games all year.
That's it.
So it's kind of like,
and you want games.
You do want games. Yeah. So well done to them. And that's good.
Absolutely. And shout out to their management as well. And again,
Fela. So division
1, 2, 3, and 4.
So division
you were
one
at
was,
some of them.
I was. Yeah. I missed the Wednesday games because I had classes myself and stuff. Mm-hmm. But on the Friday that it was changed, I was telling Yvonne, my niece was making her confirmation. So it was literally a race from the church straight over to Ballinasloe. And they played Oranmore Mary in the Division 3 final.
That's
and
right,
a great game. And it literally, no joke now, it was Ardahan were kind of winning. And it looked like they were kind of steering. And the next thing, Oranmore really got on top and they had some fabulous players.
Fantastic,
and actually
yeah.
one of the girls, number 14 now, and the name has gone from me, but sorry about that. We'll think of it next week. But she got a sideline cut and she scored over the bar at 15 years of age or even 14. And
fantastic.
And then Ardahan got two goals quickly and to win it, which I was thrilled for. But I hate the way, you know, someone has to lose like that.
Yeah.
But I was absolutely delighted.
And Division 4 then.
And Emmett that were over. And Division 4, or 3 then was, no, Division 3 then was Crawhall. They played Caltra.
No, that was Division 2.
Division 2 was
Crawhall.
Crawhall won that. Fair play. Ardahan
won Division 3.
And Pierce's won Division 4.
Big Nabby Knock by. And a shout out to
another
Eva.
Another great game.
Another great shout out to Eva and all the girls there and Pierce's and all the fine work.
So that's on in June now. So whether you're in Wexford.
The Division 1
by Athenice. So stayed on for that game. It was, but it literally, we got the best of the weather. We'll say in the Division 3 final before that. So they were on around 7:15 then. And the weather kind of changed and it was literally a game of two halves because it was blowing a gale. But in fairness to Athenry, they seemed to be stronger on the day and it was disappointing, I think, for Kinvara because I think they only scored a point from
a
penalty.
Yeah,
the goalie got a point from a penalty and just didn't seem to have, like, they were tired as well. And I suppose that's everyone could have that kind of after the few games over the
nice
weekend.
To
but,
see
you know,
new names. And
new names,
teams,
so well done to Kinvara. They're really coming through as well.
It's a great competition, I think, that Fela competition. It's great competition and it keeps girls involved and especially at that age where they can go either way.
So well done to Athenry.
You know, a big and a hard look as well to Stephen Glennon and his management team, unfortunately, just didn't get the rub of the green.
Even though they had a great win.
They had a great win against Antrim. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just looking at the results there going down.
Who didn't do us any favours?
Like, if you think about it, Aoife, Galway actually beat Waterford and Waterford are in a minor All-Ireland final.
I know.
And that was Galway's first game. So maybe what's that telling us that as Waterford went on, they obviously were getting that little bit better and a little bit cuter. They went down, Galway lost to Tipperary. I think it was 110-18 points.
It went on a points difference, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And
they were hoping, and you know what, anytime you're hoping for another team to do you a favour.
I think, and Tipperary were to beat someone else. Galway would have. I don't know.
Galway would have gone through.
But if Tip had won, whoever they were playing, Galway would have gone through.
And they didn't need to. So maybe we need to get back on the pod, see your cousin there, and see why didn't they do us any favors.
Why didn't they do us any favors? Yeah. That's true.
We'd have to go back to Auntie Carmel and
and cousin Christine and all the family.
I heard Stephen Green because they put in a mammoth effort as well with training and stuff.
No doubt, Stephen and his management team would have left no stone unturned. Yeah. And look at then, we're looking forward to maybe in 2 weeks' time where we ourselves are involved and again to the under-16s championship starting out on the 5th of May. But I think that's...
Oh, I can't go. Oh, ask me where was I Saturday.
Oh my God,
ask
where me. Were you on Saturday?
Thank
the
you.
20th of April 2024.
from 12 to 3.
And what did you get from me?
I got you. I'll show you what I got you in a second. But obviously we were down in the in Adair in the Woodlands. Fitzgerald's Hotel, met Connor and Mary and all the gang there, and they had a massive spread left out for the kind of, we'll call it the wellness for girls, young athletes. And we had Sarah Lavin, the Olympian. She was absolutely brilliant. I think what the girls got out of it, she just said, like, don't compare yourself or want to be anybody else.
Except yourself.
And she was even talking when she was coming into it, Derville O'Rourke was kind of sort of, she was the kingpin at the time.
Yes.
And she came in, she said she never wanted to be her, but she wanted to win like her, if you
like
know what
her.
I mean.
Yeah,
and she was
absolutely.
Sure that Derville O'Rourke didn't want to be like her. Like she did her own thing.
Yeah.
And Aislinn Connolly and Sinead Bradbury were like brilliant down there as well, and everything, all the funds, and I think it's over 10,000 at the minute.
Oh my God, fantastic.
But the girls had a brilliant day. I brought down the Ardrahan girls.
You did, that's right. I knew you were bringing a team down.
I could nearly talk for an hour about it. It was just fantastic. All things nutrition, well-being, talking about their bodies and, you know, times they have their period and training and different ways to kind of counteract it.
And I think actually,
and to be kind. Be kind to yourself and be kind to other girls.
What Aislinn had hit on last
week. Raise other women up.
Yeah, we tend to look out for everybody else, but why not just look out for ourselves?
There's
for
a good
change.
I don't know. You know me now in the sayings.
Oh, I know you.
When I'm put on the spot.
She starts with a say, but she doesn't really get to the end.
No,
of it.
It was like,
here we go.
Would you mention, I'm not saying you now, but I'm just saying, would you mention me in a room full of an opportunity? That's what we're trying to say. Do you raise people up when you're not there?
Absolutely.
So that was really cool. But have to say, where's your present?
Lift it up.
And I started reading it. Anna Geary, thanks very much for the books. And
so big shout out to Anna Geary.
And she gave all the books, and there was over 150 girls down there, teenagers, and Castlegar were down there, and Limerick were down there, and St. Mary's, and from Cork were down there, and there was a rowing club down there. There was loads of different teams. And we just had a brilliant day, and the food and everything, the snacks.
Fantastic.
All healthy food.
Before Aoife becomes very, very philosophical and quotes from a page, it's one of these books that you can pick up, drop down and pick up again. Okay. Anna Geary or Anna's game plan.
Yeah.
So I look forward to a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But Aoife is going to give you a little bit of bedtime reading now.
No, it's not.
Talk yourselves through.
No, but we were talking Tony O'Regan, obviously he's a sports psychologist, but we do have him in a bit and in the school at different things. And the main thing is girls drop the heads during games, you know, or if someone is having a bad first half, normally they'll come out in the second half and have a bad second half. Younger girls, they just don't know how to turn it on. But I thought this was very cool, and it's plain and simple. I'm sound for a while, another while. It was like, say it out loud. Now, this might be a bit weird if I'm playing beside you and I've missed a ball and I'm talking it
out loud.
But if you say it out loud and see that it actually sounds ridiculous that you're giving out to yourself for missing a ball or whatever, the next one is shift your perspective. So when you're criticizing yourself for some decision or mistake you made, shift your perspective. So ask yourself, will it matter in a day, a week, a month? And if it doesn't, just forget about it. Let it go.
Move on.
Yep. And the last one is try to remember that your thoughts and feelings often aren't reflective of reality. So we're all influenced by our own bias and moods. So look at drive on. Try and look
the
at the...
And move on.
At park the best
it.
You can.
Yeah. Park it and move on.
No, come here. I feel like a bedtime reader or something. Thanks for that, Anna. And the last thing, I'm not going to say anymore now. Says me with 40 different things to say. Have to say, get soon to Siobhan Gardner. She had a bad injury there, and I think that finishes her for a few weeks and months. And best of luck and in your recovery in that. And a shout out to the Fela girls, Ardrahan Fela girls. They won their division, and the Ardrahan Fela boys weren't lucky. But what you call, they got beaten by Skahan at Minlock, and they, you know, well done to them. They've been knocking on the door for a long time, them boys. So well done. There's massive work being done there. And also, Erin Dolan, how are you? She's in with the intermediates and she always listens to our pod. So thanks for that, Erin. And I think that's it for now. Well, if I've forgotten anything, listen, I'll get back to you next week. I'll write it in my book.
And again, coming towards the end of the school year, and we'll be finishing off first year and minor finals in the next week. Aoife will be in contact, no doubt. And before I leave you all then, thanks a million to Dennis for taking the time out. And look, it was a 5-minute text, and he had absolutely no problem. There was no problems in him coming out, taking his time out of his busy schedule, and they win in the league to have a chat with us. And not only was he talking about Tipperary Camogie, but Camogie in general. Mm-hmm. And it's a great incentive down there in Munster is to get the Munster Championship Camogie and Hurling play together. It's just unfortunate that it doesn't work.
We don't have
Connacht yet, and the fact that Galway play in Leinster. But to all the Galway teams, let it be Hurling, football, Camogie, ladies football that won,
handball,
anything out there this week.
And well rounders. Done,
everybody. Yeah, we won't forget that. So it's goodbye for me.
And goodbye for me.
And we will see you all again next week. But don't forget
to subscribe to the Maroon and White.
And all my Tipperary followers now, I want 50 plus. Hit that like button. we'll talk to you all soon.
And we might get the sound tech guys back again next week.
And we might get that jersey sent up, Dennis, whenever you get a chance.
If he sends it up, we'll wear it.
We will. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll wear it next week in the podcast. Thanks a million, guys. Mind yourselves.
Bye. Bye-bye.